This is Rabbi Nathanael Bruin, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, March 15th, 2022. We will finish Chaf Gimel Amud Beis 23b, the second section, the green text. So the Gemara asks, money, right? Who is the author of our Mishnah right, with regard to creating the furrow being problematic? All right, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, that must be the author of our Mishnah, must be Rabbi Yehuda, da amar davar she'en miskaben aser. Right, Rabbi Yehuda is of the position that something that you're not intending to do, if it does create a forbidden outcome on Shabbos, it's prohibited. Right, when you wheel your stroller, you have no intention of creating a furrow, of planting seeds. You want to get your kid from one place to another. But it wasn't your intention, but it might well happen. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, davar she'en miskaben is aser. Right, even if it wasn't your intention, it's prohibited. Right, it must be Rabbi Yehuda, de'i Rabbi Shimon, because if it was the author of our mission, it was Rabbi Shimon. Ha'amar davar she'en miskaben mutar. Rabbi Shimon says something which right, might happen and is not your intention. It's permitted. You're allowed to do it. It's not. Right? We learn Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, gorer ada mita kise v'sabsal. Right, you can drag a bed, a chair, a bench. As long as your intention is not to create the furrow, if your intention is to create it, obviously you can't drag any of those items. But if you need the bed for company or the chair or whatever it is, the bench for a different purpose, you just want to move it to get it to its place, so that's not a problem. Right? So the author of the mission is Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, you cannot drag the carriage. Aye, but Ema Seifa. Now look at the Seifa of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein akol negrarin b'Shabbos," right? You cannot drag anything, right? Because davar she'en miskaben is aser. Chutz min ha'agala mipnei shekoveshet. All right. Except for the carriage, because the carriage simply compresses the dirt. It doesn't create a furrow. All right? That's what it says. Mipnei shekoveshet in. You're allowed to move the carriage because it compresses the earth. Therefore, yes, you may do it. Aval charetz lo avda, but it does not create a furrow, right? Compressed dirt, not create a furrow. The problem is that the beginning of the Mishnah seems to indicate that it's prohibited to move the carriage because it does create a furrow, and we just established that that's also Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda A says a baby carriage creates a furrow. Rabbi Yehuda B says a baby carriage does not, right? Both positions agree, davar she'en miskaben is aser. But in reality, does it or does it not? Right? And therefore, the Gemara concludes, Trei Tanai ve'aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. There are two different Tanaim who are transmitting the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? One thought that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a baby carriage makes a charetz, a furrow, and one thought it does not. And that's how we get the two different opinions. Hadron Alach Yom Tov. End of this parak, new Mishnah. Ein tzadin dagin min habibarim biyom tov. Right, you cannot, literally, tzad is to hunt. Right, you can't fish. You can't go and take fish from the fish ponds. Bibarim were fish ponds that they had created on yom tov. Right, even though you could kill a fish and cook a fish, you cannot trap the fish. Right, so tzad is really trapping, not hunting. The ain nosdin lifnei amizonos, nor can you feed the fish in the fish pond. All right, it's not your responsibility. They have little fish to eat. Aval tzadin chaya ve'of min habibarin. Right, you can trap animals and birds from an enclosure. Obviously, not from a fish pond, because that would be weird. Right, if you had a wild animal in a fish pond, it would be very strange. So here, bibarin means enclosures. Benosan lifnei amizonos, and you can put food in front of them because it is your responsibility. Right, hopefully the chaya is not eating the oaf. That would be very bad for you. Well, Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, wait a minute. Right, you are assuming that the reason you can't trap the fish is because they're not considered trapped in the pond, and when you take them out, you're trapping them. You are assuming that the chaya and the oaf in the enclosure are already considered trapped, and therefore when you go and get them to eat the manyantif, you're not doing any trapping. They're pre-trapped. Rabbi Gamliel says to that, it's not so simple. Lo kol habibar in shoven, right? Not every enclosure is the same. Can't make a general rule about what animal is considered trapped and what it's not. You have big fish ponds and little fish ponds. You have big enclosures and little enclosures. You have stuff in the enclosures. Right? Zeh haklal, this is the rule, says Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Kol, all. Cliffhanger. Come back tomorrow. We'll see what Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's rule is. Because this concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.